It's Tuesday, the 9th of June, day 80. Alison Gopnik is one of the most interesting people I've ever met. Like many of the best things in life, it happened by accident. I was invited to a college dinner after a lecture on artificial intelligence, and this eating plan put me next to this woman whose surname I recognised, because Adam Gopnik is a New Yorker writer whose work I admire. But I had no idea she was related to him. So it took me a few minutes to figure out that she was even more interesting than her brother. As listeners to this diary will know, I'm pretty slow on the uptake, but I usually get there in the end. Alison is an eminent psychologist whose research at Berkeley focuses on how children learn about the world about them. She's best known for her view that children do it by developing and changing intuitive theories of the world, in much the way that scientists do. Most recently, she has been concentrating on their causal knowledge and causal learning across domains, including physical, biological, and psychological knowledge. And if you read her work, you'll come away with a different way of viewing kids, and with a new respect for them. So, for example, if you're exasperated by the way a toddler keeps throwing a spoon or a mug on the floor, you shouldn't jump to the conclusion that he or she is doing it just to annoy you. They might just be trying to figure out why things fall. A bit like Isaac Newton in his garden all those years ago. And one of the reasons she was at the dinner that night was that AI researchers are beginning to realise that the way Gopnik goes about studying learning in children might give those engineers and mathematicians working on machine learning a way out of the dead end that looms ahead for their research. Most of the popular literature on bringing up children is focused on parents rather than children. It's full of how-to advice and exploits the deep insecurity that most adults feel when confronted by their newborn infants. So it's a very profitable publishing theme to exploit. And it's also a literature that has transformed parent from a noun into a verb. So people now talk idiotically about parenting skills and maybe even go to parenting classes, much as they go to yoga. Alison came to mind this morning because I came on an interview with her about a book she published in 2016. Its title is The Gardener and the Carpenter, and at its heart is a critique of the whole concept of parenting, seen as a goal-directed activity aimed at turning your child into a better or happier or more successful adult, better than they would be otherwise without your parental intervention. In the book, she points out that parenting, the idea that parents can shape their children the way a carpenter might turn a bar of wood into a chair leg, is essentially an American invention. And a relatively recent invention too. Before the 20th century, to parent didn't exist as a verb. You either were a parent or you weren't. And if you were one, you might try to raise your children to survive more or less gently into adulthood. The trouble is that in recent years, parenting has come to mean something that you might succeed at. And of course, can fail at, too. The title of her book lays out two starkly different metaphors for the business of raising children. Fans of parenting are basically carpenters. Wiser folks are gardeners, whose abiding concern is trying to find ways of growing and nurturing plants. That seems to Gopnik, and to me, a much more appropriate way of thinking about it. I speak from experience. My wife and I have 7 children between us, from 2 broods. They're all fledged and independent now, but the experience of raising them has been both the most demanding and also the most rewarding of our respective lives. And the thing that strikes us most is how different they all are, one from another, sibling from sibling. There was no standard operating procedure that could have helped us nurture them into adulthood. They all took their own paths. A school that worked for some didn't work for others. Some needed gap years, others didn't. Some were brimming with confidence, others were more reserved, and so on. For me, the 3 most important things in my life have been love, children, and work, in that order. But one of the things I learned from trying to be a gardener, in Alison Gopnik's metaphorical sense, is that I was never certain I was getting it right. Indeed, I often felt that I was getting it wrong. But as I got older, I learned that most of the parents I've known had that nagging feeling of inadequacy too. Like gardeners, we did our best and hoped that the weather would be kind to our plants. and were mightily relieved when they survived and grew to maturity.